All right, 7:54. Hey, Mix here.
Hey.
From Montague Webworks. Hey.
Hey. How you doing?
Hey, did you enjoy the Winter Carnival this past weekend?
Oh, it was great.
Were you able to see some of the ice sculptures? Because I missed all the ice sculptures. I saw the platforms there on Thursday.
Yeah.
And then I never got to downtown Greenfield on Friday, and then I didn't come back on the weekend, and so I missed out.
Yeah. Oh, well, they were great.
I bet they were.
There was a couple of castles. There was a Star Wars one.
There was a Star Wars one?
Yeah. I didn't take a photo, but I took a photo of the two castle ones, because I used to do Mutton and Mead, and I sent those along to friends. Say, hey, come out and check out the ice castles.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
There was also a Grinch one with the dog.
Uh-huh.
You know, like with the Grinch looking down at the dog who's got the with the stick on his head. And
see, last week, folks, the Greenfield Winter Carnival and the website at the Greenfield Rec Department, that was our Montague Webworks website
last
of the week.
Tuesday. Yep. We talked about greenfieldrecreation.com.
And they got all that snow on Friday. So
it was
the
a winter
weekend.
Carnival miracle.
Yeah.
Everyone thought nothing was going to happen. And suddenly there's 3 inches of snow on the ground Friday morning. And that was great. The fireworks were awesome. We were able to be at the bottom of Beacon Hill, like where the bonfire was, under the trees, looking up at the fireworks that were right overhead. Because normally, 4th of July, the trees are all leafed out. You can't see the fireworks from there.
I was going to ask you, are fireworks better in the winter than they are on the 4th of July in the summertime?
We were in cold because we were standing next to the bonfire.
Mm-hmm.
And we were right underneath them, and the sky was clear, so it was kind of nice.
Cool.
Anyway, so this week,
yes.
as most of you may know, and some of you are just waking up and you may have forgotten, but today is New Hampshire primary day.
It's the
first primary, not a caucus, and we are in full primary season now. So the website I want to talk about, and I'm probably going to cover this again as we get closer to Election Day. This is an amazing website called 538, and you spell that out like you're not using the numbers.
Words.
F-I-V-E, 538.com, mm-hmm. Words. Words, and it's a predictive site where he uses mathematics and algorithms and taking news accounts and all the polls across the country, and it's totally independent. It's not a Democrat or Republican or independent. It's just and he covers other things, sports and other stuff, but it's mostly about politics. And I believe 538 represents the total number of electable seats in both houses. So it's the...
That sounds about right.
438 plus the 100 Senate. So it's amazing. And they're really, really good at predicting. So it's a good website to look at and follow and see what they think is going to happen in this place, that place, and ultimately. And I believe that they predicted like most of the presidents since the site went up, like 12 years ago.
Wow.
So, and fairly accurately, too. So... Today being the first primary day, I'm sure they're going to have a bunch of articles about what they think is going on, and they analyze stuff like what went down at the ABC Republican debate and stuff like that.
Right,
so,
that was this past weekend. Wow, a lot going on today. Got primary day. Today's Fat Tuesday.
Fat Tuesday, that's right.
Unbelievable.
That's right.
All right, so 538.com.
538.com.
And make sure you
spell it out.
Spell it out. And that'll be our Montague Webworks website of the week. And remember that Montague Webworks is a part of our 30% off store. Over at bear953.com, you can get gift certificates that you can use for services at Montague Webworks, and you save 30%. So basically, you can get your new website built by Mick over at Montague Webworks at a 30% discount.
That's
pretty
right.
Good deal.
It is a great deal.
All right. Mick from Montague Webworks, have a great day. We'll talk to you, bud.
Yep.
It's 7:58.
Don't forget to vote.
Of course not, if you live in New Hampshire.
Hampshire, yeah.
Yes. Like me. Thomas Rhett takes us to news time, Bear Country 95.3.